Welcome back to our final segment here of Monday Night Talk. And Joe, as we try to do from time to time, usually the last part of the show we dedicate to entertainment, special guests from pop culture. Maybe I'll find a reality star that I've stalked to get on to the radio show.
You love that.
Oh, Joe, you love that. I'm still working on John Taffer for you.
Oh, that would be awesome. That would be awesome.
Okay, well, one can only dream. Joining us for this particular segment, and like I said, we like to go entertainment, and we're going to go local entertainment. And we are tapping the folks at the Massasoit Theater Company as they're going to put on a production of Oliver. And joining us in studio this evening is we have the star of Oliver, who plays Oliver Twist, Anna Anise. Hi, Anna. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
She is the star, and she is joined by Kathleen Comber, who plays Nancy in this cast. How are you, Kathleen?
I'm great. How are you?
This is Kathleen's first time on radio.
Yes.
And this is actually her first time doing theater with Massasoit Theater Company, correct?
Correct.
Now, just first and foremost, ladies, give us your bio. Tell us some of the shows that we've been in. We'll start with Anna. Anna, some of the shows that you have been in before Oliver.
I've been Amy in Little Women. I've been Peter Pan in Peter Pan, Chip in Beauty and the Beast, and Young Kangaroo in Seussical.
And you're how old?
I'm 10.
My goodness. All those. And where did you get all of your, how did you get your start as far as getting into theater? I mean, did you go to a performing arts school or something?
Yes. I've been going to Capitone School of Performing Arts for 7 years.
Get out of here. That's awesome. Now, Kathleen, give us a little bit of a bio on you. Some of the shows you've been in. How'd you get your start?
Sure. I have played Jo March in Little Women. I played Sister Robert Ann in Nonsense, Roberta in Xana Don't, and The Seasons of Love Soloist in Rent.
Really?
And, yeah.
Wow.
And it was a lot of fun. I got my roots. I'm from New York City, and I got the theater bug when I was in high school, in Peter Pan, actually, playing Old Wendy. So old. Then I went to Stonehill College and really got into theater there, and I've been kind of bouncing around the South Shore in Boston in doing community theater.
What has been your most challenging character to date? With both ladies answer, but we'll start with you, Kathleen.
Ooh, that's a tough one. You know what? I'm going to say Nancy for that. You know, she is very rough around the edges.
Nancy and Oliver.
Nancy,
correct?
And Oliver, correct.
Okay, yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
You know, she's very rough around the edges. She grew up on the streets. She is a lady of the night. And so it requires a lot of
ooh-la-la.
Ooh-la-la and a lot of flair. But she's a really deep, complex character, and I'm really looking forward to getting into that.
Anna, tell me your most challenging character to date.
Chip in Beauty and the Beast was hard, mostly because of my costume restricted me to do a lot of things.
What kind of a costume did you have to wear? Explain it for folks who don't know, because we never can assume that everybody understands theater or the characters in certain theater productions. So what was the challenges to the costume? What were some of the things you had to deal that was cumbersome and stuff?
Well, around my head was this big cup thing, and it stopped me from turning out, moving my arms a certain way, and yeah.
That wasn't fun. Okay. Let me ask you both, were you surprised that you were cast as you were in Oliver? I mean, as far as you, Anna, what was it like to realize that you were going to be the lead in this show?
Well, it was really humbling because there were a lot of talented kids at the audition, and I thought my chances were slim to none, so it was awesome.
Now, from what I understand with your character, it's kind of challenging, isn't it? And you had to take some special you had to be kind of coached by director Nathan Fogg in regards to the character, right?
Yeah, because Oliver's a boy, and I'm a very girly girl, and Nathan would give me lessons on how to walk like a boy, bend my knees, you know, stuff like that.
How's that working out for you?
I've definitely gotten better since day one. Not my best yet, but I'm working at it.
Okay. Kathleen, talk to us about Nancy. I mean, what's some of the challenges as far as not only the challenges, but were you surprised that you got picked for this role?
You know, I was surprised. There was a lot of talent at the auditions. A lot of great people came out and, you know, everyone had some strengths that were, you know, prominent in their acting and their singing. And, you know, I was just really grateful to be a part of this, especially because the kids that were at the callback were so talented. And it was just really, really cool to see and really exciting to be a part of that.
Now, we're right around the corner from Tech Week. Your show, I believe it starts May 8th.
Yes, it does.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is Tech Week.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what is it like for both of you in regards to doing theater, doing productions? What do you relish about Tech Week? What don't you relish about Tech Week?
My favorite part of Tech Week, it's usually Saturday or Sunday. We have our Zitz Probe, which is where we get together with the orchestra. And that's really when all of the music comes together and you get that full sound, and it's just a really exciting thing to be a part of.
And what did you call it again?
The Zitz Probe.
See, I thought of something else when you said that. maybe it was an adolescent thought, but I thought of something else. Anna, what do you look forward to with Tech Week?
What I look forward to Tech Week is all the microphones, the lights, the sets. That's when the show really comes together, and Zitz Probe is a fun feeling to have when you meet the orchestra, and it's the show really comes together.
Joe, do you have Joe wants to chime in with a question finally. Go ahead, Joe. I know you're not a theater guy, but go ahead.
Thanks, Kevin. speaking of Tech Week, you know, how have you watched the set kind of come together for this show? You know, because I actually used to be, Kevin, on the tech crew in high school for drama, so I understand that type of stuff.
I thought you were more about the drama than anything else.
Oh, thanks. So how has that been exciting to kind of see that part come together for you guys?
I mean, the tech crew over at Massasoit are just wonderful. You know, when we were auditioning for the show, they were doing a production based on Sojourner Truth. And the actual set houses they put together were phenomenal. I said, I hope we get to reuse these because they're great. So, you know, they've been working really hard. This is a period piece. So we're going back to London. And they've really, really done a great job in the production, the paint, and making those small, minute details to show, you know, age and character. So it's been really exciting.
Anna?
Yeah, the set has really developed, and I like how it really is back into the past, not too modern. So
I guess I would ask you, seeing that you are playing the lead role, talk to me about this show. What is this show about? Explain to our listeners a little bit about what the show Oliver is all about.
Well, Oliver is about this boy who gets sold to an undertaker because he asked for more food at his orphanage.
How dare you?
And the undertakers don't really treat him well, and this boy named Noah Claypool starts a fight with Oliver. And while everyone's so concerned about Noah, Oliver makes his escape, and he runs away to London, and he meets this boy named Dodger, and he's part of Fagin's pickpocketer gang, and they take Oliver in, and Oliver starts pickpocketing, and...
Is Oliver pretty good at being a pickpocket?
I think he's working at it, but he actually doesn't pickpocket in the show. Dodger pickpockets, He gets caught. He gets caught for Dodger's steal. So then Nancy comes in, and yeah.
Nancy, if you want to kind of pick up from there. I think that's why she leaned away from the microphone.
So from there, Oliver is brought out by the magistrate, or at least so the pickpockets and Fagin think, but is actually picked up by Mr. Brownlow, who is a very kind, generous man who takes Oliver in and shows him the kindness that he never really had as a child. We get him back, us pickpockets and thieves. And my character is interesting in the fact that she grew up in this life of lies, But really, once she meets Oliver, feels like she can do some good in the world. So she helps Oliver escape Bill Sykes, who is a very mean man. And actually, in the process of that, ends up being killed. So.
Wow. Okay. I guess I want to ask you, I mean, it sounds like a great story and something that folks might want to get on down to Massasoit Community College this weekend. It's two weekends, I believe, this weekend starting Friday night.
Yep.
Give us the dates, if you will.
Yeah, Kathleen. Absolutely. The dates of the show are May 8th through the 10th, and then the 15th through the 17th of May, obviously.
Yep.
It's down at Massasoit Community College.
Right off Route 27.
Exactly. And for tickets, you can call 508-427-1234.
That's an easy number to remember.
I know.
My goodness. Talk to me about being actors, actresses. What you do to get ready for such a role like this? Is it just about assimilating the character? Is it about knowing just your lines, Anna?
Well, getting into character, I do research on the play, and I see other people's variations, and I make it my own. But
awesome.
To memorize my lines, you have to know everyone else's lines, too, to know your cues when you say your lines, what your action is on that line. And so it's more than just memorizing your own line.
Kathleen, what would you like to put your thoughts into that?
That's an excellent point, Anna. I just
want
to tell you. Acting is such a collaborative event, and Anna's right in the fact that you do have to know everybody's lines, because even though you're not speaking it, that line is very important to your character and to the story. So you want to be involved from moment one to the end, and really try to find your character's path and how they relate to the sounds, the events, what people are saying, and really try and create a whole character, because nobody goes around just saying random lines. You know, we try to really become the people that we're playing.
Oh, talk to me about having any similarities between yourself and your particular character, Anna.
Well, you know, Oliver is much more courageous than me. I would never run away. I would never ask for more food. But I think we have some similarities in the way that Oliver finds his friend in London, the Artful Dodger, and he stays with that friend even if he knows that he's a pickpocketer, and that's more like me, and I stay with my friends.
Kathleen?
Well, I'd like to think that I'm kind of funny and sassy in the way that that Nancy is. Nancy has a great spirit about her, and even though she kind of plays it down to be part of this gang of thieves, she really does have a conscience and, you know, really wants to do the right thing. And that's something that I can really grab onto and find, you know, the positivity and the human within a character that's just really been destitute her whole life. So,
again, we are speaking with Anna Anise and Kathleen Comber, and they are part of Massasoit Theater Company's Oliver, which is opening up this coming week, building up to this tech week and getting ready to take the stage later on this week. Talk to me about the direction that you received and how you put it into your character, Anna.
Well, you know, Nathan's always telling me not to walk like a girl, not to strut like a girl. So I think I really have that voice inside my head every time I walk across the stage of him saying, bend your knees, release your shoulders. And so, yeah, I have taken what he's told me and done it.
Is there anything else as far as other than, you know, again, you're a girl playing a boy's part, but what else in regards to Oliver has he kind of put into your head as a mindset as you're playing this role?
You know, knowing the story and where Oliver has come from, when the mean orphanage mistress, Widow Corny, and Mr. Bumble, and I think it's just knowing the characters that I encounter and my relationships with them. So,
and how about as far as like your you know, you've got 7 years of acting skills here that you've learned from being a Cappuccione's. Talk to me about the importance of being able to show certain emotions at certain times. I mean, how is that? How is your, you know, your training helped you for like a role like this?
Yeah, my character's mostly scared the whole time in the show. We meet some really bad characters. So it's just not being scared the whole time, but different ways of showing scared. And, like, is he extremely scared, like, just a little bit? When he's happy, you have to really show he's happy, unless, you know.
Okay. I guess I would, while we've got two of the key characters for this show, I'm sure that there is a long list of folks who are going to be taking the stage with you, Kathleen.
Yes, indeed.
Well, if you look, want to tease us a little bit, I'm sure that some of the folks that you're going to share with us have South Shore roots, and maybe some of those folks might be listening to the show.
Oh, absolutely. So Widow Corny, which Anna was just talking about, is being played by Catherine Joy of Brockton. And her husband, Adam Joy, is playing Fagin, who is the main villain and the leader of the thieves. Abby Mack, who is also a Cappuccione, not alum, because you're so young, person, is playing the Artful Dodger. Katie Walsh is playing Charlotte. Mr. Bumble is being played by Thomas Epstein. Kelly Haggerty is playing Bette, who's also a Cappuccione kid. Tony Light, who actually works at Massasoit Community College, he's a great guy. He's playing Bill Sykes. And a great little story that we have going on is that the Artful Dodger's father is playing Mr. Bedwin. What's Abby's dad's name?
Jonathan Mack.
Jonathan Mack. Wonderful man.
Yes.
Now, how about as far as some of the folks who are behind the scenes, I'm sure, you want to kind of talk about who's not only, we already talked about Nathan Fogg, who was directing this. Who else do you, talk to me about as far as who's leading choreography, who's your musical direction, making sure that you're hitting every note that you're supposed to, et cetera, et cetera.
So we have a director, Nathan Fogg, who is just wonderful and has really allowed us to find these characters and find our version of the character while still keeping true to his vision. Tara Morrison, who is a Cappuccione teacher, but also a fabulous choreographer.
Oh, so that bodes well for Anna.
I know.
Goodness. The comforts of home.
Jeez, I wish I went to Cappuccione.
It's a great school.
Oh, it's a great school. Nice. And Tara is just so wonderful with the kids and with us adults with two left feet. She really tries to make it accessible for everybody.
Amen there.
Isa Wright is our music director, and she's just fabulous. She is a hoot and is really great and welcoming, but will stick to her guns and will tell you when you're right and when you're wrong and help us find where we can go right. And we sound pretty great. I'm going to say that.
We do.
She never says you're a little pitchy at all or anything, right?
She just says, let's do it again.
Okay. Again, we are speaking with a couple of cast members from the show, Oliver and Anise and Kathleen Comber, and we are talking about Oliver opening up this weekend. Just a quick note, if you go to a Friday or Saturday night show, 8 o'clock shows, Sunday shows are 3 p.m. matinees. So if you're looking for a show that, if you're looking for local production, I know we're within a stone's throw of Company Theater in Norwell. There are other great community theaters. Massasoit ranks right up there with them. I suggest that if you're looking for something fun to do, this would be the thing to do. And I've seen a number of Nathan Fogg's production. When he directs something, you can see his stamp, and he's somebody who really takes a lot of care and heat into
Absolutely.
When he puts yeah. something together. And let's not forget also who do we have doing costumes?
Costumes, we have Jennifer Spagone.
Jennifer Spagone, and I will mention that Jennifer Spagone was in here not too long ago with Nathan Fogg as they did an adaptation of A Christmas Carol, and Jennifer Spagone has been doing costuming for Massasoit for many a year, and I know that Brian Willis will throw him out there as he is the guy who is who's not only flying things in, but he's building sets. Mm-hmm. And I think Matt Gaminsky, am I saying his name correctly?
I think you are.
Yeah, Matt is back starring on doing lighting and lighting. All of these things have to, not only the folks who are on the stage, but you also have to think of the folks who are doing stuff behind the scenes. And that's why I like to mention them, because there's a lot of hard work that goes into community theater. And without those folks in the background, without the folks who are on stage, that's a given. But lighting is very important to certain scenes and certain settings, certain moods for a show, and making sure that you have a great set. And I believe Nathan built the set. He'll tell you that. But he has he has assured me, though, that he has omitted French doors from this, because that's usually a staple of a Nathan Fogg production or a set. I guess he decided he didn't need it for this one. I guess I want to ask you both, so we can kind of get a little personal with both of you. It's obvious that you like the performing arts. What other hobbies do you have other than being on stage? Kathleen?
Well, I like to play golf. I like to stay active. I play golf and softball in a couple of leagues around Boston. I paint, and I hang out with my cats.
Anna?
Well, when I'm not at rehearsals for Oliver or at Cappuccini's, I try to sit down and read a book. And so I guess one of my hobbies is reading.
That's not bad. What are you reading this day at this time?
I'm reading Super Fudge by Judy Blume. And
what's that about?
It's about this boy named Peter and his little brother named Fudge, and his parents just had a new baby named Tootsie, and they have to move to Princeton for a year to see how they like it without moving to the city, and how they like it to be a little laid back and not in New York City.
Okay, very, very nice. I got to ask you, you both have been on stage. Anything, how often do you interact with your audiences, and are you anticipating interacting with any of your audiences in regards to when they share thoughts on your performance?
You know, the Boston and South Shore communities for theater, whether it's musical or straight play, is a very tight-knit community. And a lot of our audience actually are performers and directors and choreographers, because we all like to, appreciate and see each other's work and see what's going on. So I'm sure that we'll be seeing them around. But, you know, there's a lot of family and friends that'll be coming. We're hoping to meet some new people and get to know some of the other people who enjoy the theater and the arts on the South Shore. So we'd love to make new friends.
Anna?
Yeah, the cast of Oliver is very social people. We like to meet new people. And so I think we're really excited for the show to come. And like Kathleen said, to meet the audience and really take notes that they give us.
But have you ever had anybody from the audience go, "Oh my God, you did a fantastic job as Chip. I don't know how you navigated that costume." Or any of your performances come up to you, and then that's something that has helped you, propel you, and help you in future shows?
Yeah, I was at rehearsal one time for Beauty and the Beast, and I just finished Little Women, and everyone said, "Oh, you were Amy. You did a fabulous job," and it really helped me keep going. And because who doesn't like compliments? So
yeah, and it's funny because Kelly, who's playing Bette, who's Nancy's kind of right-hand woman, had said to me, "Oh, you were in Little Women," and this was like 5 years ago. I said, "Oh yeah, I was." And she's like, "I heard you were great." And she brought her sister in, who was about Kelly's age when she saw Little Women, and she's just like, "I remember that, and you know, you were so good," and it was just a great show. So it's nice to know that, you know, the work that you do is resonating with people even a couple of years later, and you say, "You know what, I must be doing something right," you know.
Well, we get a couple of minutes before we wrap up this particular program, but I can't wrap up this radio show without calling out Anna, because Anna actually comes from long line, well, I shouldn't say a long line, but she is related to somebody who is in the radio business, a gentleman who I see as kind of a legend in the local broadcasting, and you still can hear him on WBZ. And who is that gentleman that you're related to?
Well, my great uncle is Charles Bergeron.
He's an awesome guy. He's a guy who did at the Brockton radio station. Folks know him from back in the days at WBET. Yeah. Not only his morning show, but he also did Brockton Sports. I believe that he has also, he is over now at Stonehill College doing stuff. So we want to give a shout out to Mr. Bergeron, who was a all-around great guy who I see from time to time and I personally look up to. So I think it's kind of awesome that I get to have a conversation with one of his family members. I think we should also give Mom a little bit of a shout out because Mom was very cool in making sure you got here in a timely manner. So you want to say hello? Uh-huh. Give a shout out to Mom?
Yeah, thanks, Mom, for driving me here and driving me to all of our rehearsals and Capuccioni rehearsals.
You get to show Mom a little love, right? And Kathleen, anybody you want to say hello to, or do you want to kind of just remind folks about the shows this coming weekend and next week and give them all the details, if you will?
Yep. So the show is running from May 8th to the 17th. Friday and Saturday shows are at 8 p.m. and matinees are at 3 p.m. We're located over at Massasoit College, and for tickets, please call 508-427-1234.
And that, folks, that's the Brockton campus right off of Route 27. Just so folks know, right, that's a Crescent Street, and it's Massasoit Boulevard. It's the Fine Arts Building. If you actually come off of Crescent Street, it's the first building on your left, and there's usually parking either in that first parking lot or the second one, and I believe doors will open either at 7 or 7:30. It depends on how things are. Ladies, I want to say, first and foremost, break a leg. I hope that it's a fantastic performance this weekend and next weekend.
Thank you.
I'm hoping to sneak in and be an audience member and see your production. I hope it goes well. And I implore you folks to get out and check out Oliver this coming weekend. And again, 508-427-1234 for tickets. That, of course, is another Monday Night Talk. And we want to thank all of our guests. And until next weekend at 6:15 p.m., have a great night.